19,000 prisoners who've been given parole as part of the lockdown regulations. Crispin Piri is going to join us in a short while to actually tell us about what is going on in regard to that. It seems the president's worried about the overcrowding in our prisons. And today the Justice Minister detailed how the parole was going to work. And Crispin Piri is his spokesperson. Crispin, good evening to you. I want to ask you, first of all, what percentage of the prison population are you paroling?
12.8%, Joanne.
Okay.
And as you've correctly outlined, the thinking is exactly that, is that as far as possible, where we can reduce the overcrowding and improve the possibility of physical distancing in our facilities, then we must take the steps to do so. And this is what we've done. Of course, it's also in line with the international recommendations by the United Nations Human Rights Commission. And so that's also where we take our lead from. And also, we have a constitutional obligation to ensure that, to some extent, we do not contribute to any human rights violations of offenders in our facilities or inmates in our facilities.
Right. What crimes have these prisoners actually been convicted of, Crispin?
These are crimes that we are not typically what we call violent crimes. So they are exclude all crimes which are committed mainly by high-risk individuals. So contact crimes such as murder, such as rape, such as sexual offences, those crimes, kidnapping and so on, armed robberies, those crimes are excluded from this list. So we're talking, to give an example, shoplifting. We're also talking maybe to some extent theft. And where possible, sometimes we are looking at things such as maybe even possibly housebreaking. But also primarily, what is of consideration is how long you've been sentenced for. So if you are due for parole within a certain period, then you would qualify for this remission. But if you're not due for parole anytime soon, then of course you fall outside the criteria, regardless of the crime that you have committed, whether it's a low-risk crime or not, a non-violent.
Right. I mean, some of the other countries appear to have released awaiting trial prisoners rather than those who've been convicted. Why did the president opt for this category to be released, Crispin?
In terms of the Correctional Services Act, this is the power that he does have, is to release people, either to remit the sentence of an individual or to ensure that at least the parole process begins for such individuals. But quite correctly, and I'm glad that you've taken us there, Judge Edwin Cameron as well has flagged this point, and it's something that the minister is looking quite detailed into, is the fact that the overcrowding problem that we speak of in our correctional facilities can be attributed mainly to remand detainees or awaiting trial detainees. Currently, as we sit, we have 56,000 people who are awaiting a trial. And that really speaks volumes of our criminal justice system as a whole. Mm. So some of those individuals, what we have been able to establish is that at least 5,000 of those officials are in our facilities because they can't afford to pay bail. And the bail that we're looking at, the bail amount that we're looking at, is a bail amount of about 5,000 rand. So if you have committed an offence and your bail is around about 5,000, and then there's also a reasonable possibility that it is a certain level of crime and not necessarily murder or so on and so on. So we are looking at a procedure in the Criminal Procedure Act to see how we can intervene and get those people out of the system as well, because they have not been convicted yet and they are waiting for their day in court, and that's what we need to focus on, making sure that they appear before the criminal justice system. And most importantly, these individuals have been granted bail, so it means that a judge has looked at their matter and a judge has said that this person is fit to be in society, provided that they pay a certain amount. And because of their socioeconomic conditions, they are unable to provide that amount up front, and as a result, they then have to be incarcerated.
All right. Crispin, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for speaking to us this evening. Crispin Piri, the Justice Minister's spokesperson.